From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Syria calls Assad's ouster a red line. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with his British, French, German, and Italian counterparts today in Paris about the Syria crisis, a day before the U.N.-sponsored Syrian peace talks are set to begin in Geneva. Ahead of Monday's discussions, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mulam warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of Syria's president is off the table. Mulam said, "We will not talk with anyone who wants to discuss the presidency. Bashar al-Assad is a red line." Mohammed Alloush, the chief negotiator for Syria's main opposition group, says the president has to go. He told a French news agency, "We believe that the transitional period should start with the fall or death of Bashar al-Assad." The UN Security Council is backing Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's call to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people they are sent to protect. The council adopted a U.S. draft resolution on the issue. Here is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
The resolution underscores that peacekeepers found guilty, not those accused, those found guilty of committing SEA, do not deserve to serve in UN peacekeeping missions, sending a clear message to troop and police contributing countries who fail to take action to prevent or punish credible allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation, as well as to all member states and to UN bodies to ensure that these investigations are carried out thoroughly, promptly, and impartially.
In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. This is VOA News. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy, Tin Jaw, trounced the country's current vice president in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. It is the latest exercise in democracy as Aung San Suu Kyi's party prepares to take the reins of government on March 30th after decades of military dominance. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi led her lawmakers in voting for her hand-picked candidate, now virtually assured to become president. But most here are disappointed she could not find a way around the constitutional prohibition against anyone with children of foreign citizenship becoming president as she does.
I really feel sorry for her, Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi, and then say congratulations to Mr. Tin Jaw.
Aung San Suu Kyi and her hand-picked president will not have a free hand to run Myanmar. The military automatically retains a quarter of the parliamentary seats, and it will control several key ministries. Its candidate for president will certainly lose next week's parliamentary vote, but is guaranteed one of the two vice presidential posts. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the parliament in Naypyidaw.
In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming Democrat Bernie Sanders and his supporters for what he says was a planned disruption that forced him to cancel a Chicago rally.
You know, Bernie was saying Mr. Trump should speak to his crowd. Mr. Trump, you know where they come from? Bernie's crowd. They're Bernie's crowd.
Sanders issued a statement denying his campaign organized the protests and blamed Trump's harsh rhetoric. Republicans in Washington held a convention Saturday that has the same effect as a primary. National Republican Party Treasurer Tony Parker spoke with VOA about why large numbers of Republicans showed up to vote in a city where Democrats dominate the local political scene.
I think people are really caring. I think they're people are really engaged in this election. I think they're tired of what they've seen in the last 8 years, and they want to change. And that's what you're seeing.
For the Democrats, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is far out in front in the delegate count, and Bernie Sanders is relying on big support by young voters to keep his candidacy strong. North Korea is denying recent accusations made by South Korea that it launched cyber attacks on the smartphones of several South Korean government officials last month. An editorial in the North state-run Rongdong Sinmun newspaper today said claims made by the South's National Intelligence Service last week were fabrications aimed at rallying support for controversial proposed new anti-terrorism law. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.